Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right. I peeked just a little bit at this list. Just a little bit. Not a big peek, a little peek. This is what I saw. So Rolling Stone did their top 25 Halloween songs. That sounds like a segment for this show. And I sent it to Rob, but you know how if you like click on the iTunes link to like transfer it to another person, it kind of pops up, right? I saw that 25th on this list was Thriller by Michael Jackson. And I almost decided right then and there, why are we going to do this list? But you know what I said? I'm going to remove my own personal biases because I think that that should be number one on the list. And you know what? Let's hear what Rolling Stones thinks are the top five Halloween songs. Now, Rob, I did not read it. Do you have what the criteria were? What did they say for how songs were grouped here on the list?
Let me see here. Halloween songs are simply... We decided up to round up the top 25 based on how they scored on the top 100 chart achievements. No bones about it. The results might leave people howling mad. Boy, that's a lot of puns. But okay. Yes, it's based on their top 100 scoring when they were on the charts.
And Thriller was 25?
25.
Okay. All right. You know what? That description makes a lot of sense now. All right. Let's go. Number five on the list. I do not know the top five. I've not seen these songs. We're going to learn all of these songs together. This is who Rolling Stone has as the fifth best Halloween song.
The voice in my head saying, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just friends with the monster, the son of my
bed. Classic Halloween anthem. What makes this a Halloween song? Because the song is called Monster? Why it's a Halloween song?
I truly believe that's what they're calling a Halloween song. It's called Monster.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
If you don't like that, you're...
No, I just... Okay, I'm not... I didn't say anything. I just said...
Your
I'm
silence
confused.
Was deafening.
Monster by... That's a Halloween song? Okay, all right. I get it. That makes sense. All right. I'm wrong.
Number four. This is Frankenstein by the Edgar Allan Group.
I did kind of like that rhythm. I can't lie to you. I did kind of like the tune. It sounded like music that would be playing on the menu of a video game when you're scrolling around trying to decide what mode you were going to play. You know, I don't mind that. That's all right. I don't know much about that song. I never heard that before. But all right, that song was good. It was kind of funky. I appreciated it. That would have been a good ringtone for your phone back in 2005.
Mm-hmm. You'll notice the theme here. It's called Frankenstein, and that's why it has made the list.
No, I got it now. I went into this thinking that we were going to go down a different path, but you know what? That's live radio.
Mm-hmm. Here's number three. Damn, I ain't be gone psycho. The mama
bell like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry. Keep going forward with this? What are we doing? So got diamonds
by the bolo. For those who don't know, this is Psycho by Post Malone featuring Ty Dolla $ign. Get Psycho. That's why it scores where it does. Number three overall among Halloween tunes. I mean this seriously. If you're at a Halloween party this weekend and this plays, you would not understand why it's playing.
I'd be confused. I'd look up like, what are we doing here? We will never do a segment like this again. I'm sorry. Psycho by Post Malone?
The fact, not only is it on the list, it is 22 spots ahead of Thriller.
Okay. All right, I got it. I just wanted to know. I wanted to know the list. I didn't click on the list. I'm wrong for not vetting it. I didn't know that we had to vet Rolling Stone. I thought, you know, given their track record, Billboard, Rolling Stone, I thought they would be official. They're not official. Nobody thinks about Halloween when you hear that song.
You're telling me you're not at a Halloween party and this comes on and you're like, oh, classic banger.
That's what I'm telling my homegirl to get her coat.
Grab some Reese's. It's Halloween time. All right, here's number two. Number two, we get back into what we expect.
Thank you.
This is, of course, the Ghostbusters theme song. I'm okay with this being a Halloween song.
Yeah, of course. If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters. All right, I can live with that. If there's something weird
and it don't look good. I'm fine with that being a Halloween song, but is Ghostbusters a Halloween movie?
No, but so I can at least understand why you would play this song. This isn't a song that really makes sense any other time of the year, but you play this during a Halloween bash tonight. You play a little Ghostbusters. I don't mind that list. That's fine. That at least fits the theme of what I think. I thought we would get some theme songs to a movie or something. I thought we would get a little Nightmare on Elm Street. I thought we were really going to lean into this.
And
we did with two. We did with Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we did with those other three songs. I thought we were going to have more Ghostbusters.
Number one. I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the mash. He did the monster mash. The monster mash. It was a graveyard.
I have no problem this being on the list.
This is an incredible song. This is a great song.
Monster Mash is one. The monster mash. One. From my
lab. I can live with this being one.
I don't mind. I mean,
this
Thriller
is a great
should
song.
Be one. Thriller should be one.
Okay, what I'm saying is, if you had Monster Mash 1, Thriller 2, or you had
that's
Thriller
fair.
1 and Monster Mash 2, Monster Mash definitely deserves to. That's a great song. It still works.
It worked.
It was a graveyard smash.
It works better than Psycho or
I don't know what we were doing with Monster by Eminem.
Monster by Eminem.
That's crazy. All right, Rolling Stone. What was 6 through 10? If you can,
I'm scrolling down right now.
I'd love to know before we do it.
All right, number 10 was Black Cat by Janet Jackson. Number 9 was Dead and Gone by T.I.
Okay, never mind. I don't want to know anymore. Stop it. Stop it.
8 was Cher.
No, I don't
want to
hear anymore. I don't want to hear. If you're telling me Dead and Gone is a Halloween song, I don't want to. Never mind. No, thank you. I'm done.
By the way,
I apologize to you.
They have little notes under it. Hot 100 peak at number 2 for Dead and Gone. Peak date would have been February of 2009. Classic Halloween time.
Have you even heard the song?
And the
Dead
vibe
and Gone?
Is world weary and pessimistic, which, yeah, but that doesn't make it a Halloween song.
Okay. All right. You know what? I want to apologize to you guys. I'm wrong. I'm wrong. That's my fault. I didn't vet it nearly enough. If I had known that Dead and Gone they had as a Halloween song, we wouldn't have done this segment. We'd have talked about DeAndre Hopkins. That's what we would have done. That's my fault. I'm wrong. I got to take responsibility as the leader and captain of this show. That's my fault. I'm sorry. I didn't know that Monster by Eminem and Rihanna was a Halloween song. I didn't know that. All right, Rob. Let's get this thing back on track. Let me give you a Halloween candy that's underrated. Let me save this segment with an incredible take. I'm not even going to really lead up to it, because this candy I know is not going to be popular on the text line, but you know what? I don't care. I'm going with Boston baked beans. I don't want to hear any disrespect to the Boston baked beans. 913-586-7965. Boston baked beans don't get enough credit for its versatility, for its crunchiness, for its nutritional value.
delicious, nutritious, scrumptious Boston baked beans. Get my underrated candy.
And that was your attempt to save the segment?
Yeah, that's a great candy. That's why I'm saluting it, because it's underrated. It's underappreciated.
Let's break. We gotta refresh. We gotta get back to our roots. We're talking about Psycho being a Halloween song, and somehow Boston baked beans are an edible candy.
They're delicious.
The 4 o'clock hour is supposed to be an important hour. I don't know what just happened.
Yeah, an important hour. That's why I'm here to share the gospel. I'm here to share the gospel that Dead and Gone is an underappreciated Halloween song, and we should be eating Boston baked beans. That's what we should be eating. Somebody said that Carrington, this whole segment was Boston baked beans. Yeah, I know. Classic is what it was. That's what it was.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com